This is Dr. Indigo dictating a pediatric consultative examination for a claimant by the name of Jose Isaac Juarez Jr., date of birth May the 10th, 2014. Case ID number is 864-3709. Date of exam, January the 9th, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a functional report dated 11/1/23. The informant is the mother, who is Marianne Carmen Hernandez. Identifying information. This is a 9.5-year-old male who presented with his mother for a pediatric consultative examination to evaluate allegations of Pollen syndrome and speech delay. The claimant is presently in the fourth grade and is making good grades in math, but doing poorly with speech, talking, reading, and learning. The claimant is in a regular classroom setting and does receive assisted help for his educational task at the school. The mother is a single female who has never been married and has had different boyfriends. She presently, there are five children, and the claimant is presently receiving disability benefits, which he has been receiving for approximately 6.5 years. The mother does not work. She's a stay-at-home mother. And she did do housework for 12 years. The claimant does live in a house, but with a new boyfriend at this time. Allegations, number one, Pollen syndrome. Number two, speech delay. History of allegations. Number one, Pollen syndrome. And speech delay. The claimant states that since birth, he has had difficulty in speech, writing, learning, reading, but does very well at math. The claimant is able to carry on a normal conversation and understands all my questioning and is able to respond to any questioning that I do ask him. At the present time, he has difficulty in running and picking up items with the right side, secondary to underdeveloped chest muscles, and occasionally will bleed from his nose if he starts to run. He is in the fourth grade and doing fairly poorly in reading and speech. He does speak English, and he does understand Spanish as well. The claimant does very well in math and excels in that topic. He does also have problems with speech delay. The mother states that he has difficulty reading capital letters of the alphabet, reading and understanding simple sentences, comma, reading and understanding stories in books or magazines, comma, writing in longhand, comma, spelling most 3 to 4-letter words, comma, and sometimes has difficulty in knowing the days of the week and the months of the year. He also has difficulty in understanding money and giving correct change. He has no problems with reading capital letters and small letters and reading simple words. He is able to print some letters and print his name as well, and able to write a simple story with 6 to 7 sentences. He can also add and subtract numbers over 10, and he is able to tell time. The claimant also has difficulty in running, comma, throwing a ball with the right side, comma, riding a bike, comma, jump roping, comma, using roller skates and roller blades, comma, and doing any strenuous exercise with the right side of his upper extremity. He has no problems in walking, comma, swimming, comma, using scissors, comma, work video game controls, comma, dress and undressing dolls or action figures, comma, and is able to play soccer and other sports with his friends. The mother states that he can't run, but the claimant says that he does play soccer and enjoys PE and sometimes running a little bit, although his running is decreased secondary to not having the muscles in the right chest area. The claimant denies any pain in that area. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 6 hours, comma, climb 3 flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 4 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar or use a skillet at this time. He has no assistive devices, and his physician is Dr. Jimenez. He is on no medications for pain, and he enjoys playing soccer, going to PE, and sometimes running, although he cannot run very much. Review assistance. The mother denies the claimant having any headaches, comma, dizziness, comma, visual problems, comma, hearing problems, comma, shakiness, comma, clumsiness, comma, vomiting, comma, loose stools, comma, hard stools, comma, soiling, comma, bedwetting slash day wetting, comma, muscle weakness, comma, abnormal posture, comma, or poor appetite. The claimant does have occasional bedwetting and day wetting accidents. The claimant does also suffer from Poland syndrome, where he has right muscles missing at this time, which was a congenital deformity at birth. Activities of daily living. The claimant goes to school and he's in the 4th grade, and he was receiving speech therapy, but no physical therapy at this time. The child is not a loner and is very social. He does not have frequent fights with his peers, adults, or other siblings. And the claimant enjoys playing soccer and intermingling with other children. And he does help with the chores around the house. He enjoys coming home and playing with the other siblings, and does come home sometimes late since he's in extracurricular activities to help him with his studies. developmental milestones. The claimant was not an easy-to-care-for infant from 0 to 18 months of age, secondary to crying most of the time, but he was an easy-to-care-for toddler from 18 to 48 months. The claimant is very talkative and always interrupting his mother. The mother states that the claimant sat alone without support at 1 year, crawled at 1 year, walked without support at 3 years, said his first words at 3 years, said his first sentences at 4 years, self-dressed without help at 4 years, was bladder trained during the day at 3 years, and was bladder trained during the night at 4 years. He was bowel trained at 4 years of age as well. During the first 3 years of life, the child frequently cried, comma, had temper tantrums, comma, had extreme mood changes, comma, was distractible, comma, was unresponsive to discipline, comma, enjoyed being held, comma. And was somewhat not very active. He sometimes was afraid of new faces, comma, and was afraid to explore the surrounding environment, and was frequently active. During also the first 3 years of life, he rarely was destructive or engaged in self-hurting behavior. During the first 3 years of life, the mother did encounter problems that he would not obey, and that she had a hard time understanding what he was asking. He is not very articulate in his speech at this time, although I was able to understand his conversation and communicate very well with him. Birth history. The claimant was born at the Women's Hospital at the Renaissance. He was born with Poland syndrome, which is decreased muscles of the right chest. The mother states that she was a cesarean section and that instruments were not used to deliver the baby. The baby was a one-baby birth and was blue and somewhat jaundiced at birth, but no oxygen was given to the baby at birth. The baby was not placed in an incubator, and the only thing he had wrong with him was a Poland syndrome on the right chest. He weighed 8 pounds, and he was 19 inches long. The mother stayed in the hospital for 4 days, and the baby was dismissed early with family members. Past history includes Poland syndrome and speech delay, as well as a learning disability and difficulty reading and learning. His biological father is 34 and was illiterate and did have some problems with dyslexia. The mother is 31 and has no medical problems at this time. The child does not know his father, and there is no communication there at this present time. And the mother has been with various different partners. Social history. Tobacco. The grandfather smokes, but he smokes outside. Alcohol. There's nobody in the family who drinks. The mother denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder in any other family members, as well as the claimant. Substance abuse. The mother denies anybody in the family using marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The mother denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Family history. There are no family members with any kind of disability. The mother states that there is another child who has a learning disability and a mild type of dyslexia. Medications, none. Allergies, no known allergies. Physical examination. Growth chart. The claimant is above the 100th percentile for his height according to his age and is above the 100th percentile for his weight according to his age. Physical examination, temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit, weight 112 pounds, height 59 inches, BP 114 over 79 mmHg, heart rate 85 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute. General, the claimant is a well-nourished and well-developed male and no acute distress. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T and add in Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to lungs after the last sentence? The claimant is missing right-sided pectoral muscles on the anterior part of his chest on the right side, which is a congenital deformity. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? Full range of motion of all joints and no evidence of any active inflammation on examination. The claimant had a normal gait and station. He could walk on his heels, toes, and squat without any difficulties. The claimant has full range of motion and strength of the upper extremities. He does have missing muscles of his right-sided pectoral area on the right side. Muscles are intact for the back side of his back area. Could you drop down to neurological? Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Deep tendon reflexes were plus 2 in the triceps, biceps, brachioradialis, and patellar area. Sensory examination to light touch was normal. Cerebellar function was intact. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all groups tested, with no evidence of muscle wasting, except for the right-sided missing muscles of the right anterior chest area. The claimant had a good fine finger control to dexterous movements. Clinical assessment. The claimant showed no evidence of any obvious vision or hearing problems. There was no facial dysmorphisms or skeletal anomalies. There was no physical evidence indicating side effects of medication. The claimant does have Pullen syndrome, where the right side of his chest muscles are missing congenitally. However, he is able to move all his extremities and has a plus 5 over 5 strength for all extremities. The claimant's behavior and attention span was appropriate. He related to and interacts well with the examiner and his caregiver. He does like to talk and has a tendency to interrupt his mother frequently. His affect is appropriate. His speech, both quantity and quality, is spontaneous and mildly decreased on imitation age appropriate. His receptive, expressive, and communicative ability was slightly decreased. The claimant does have difficulty in articulating, but does communicate well and does respond to all questioning. His general health shows no evidence of abnormality. Diagnosis, number one, Pullen syndrome, dash, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant has good strength and range of motion of all four extremities and appears to be doing fairly well with his condition. Allegation number two, speech delay. The claimant is able to communicate fairly well but does have difficulty in articulating and reading as well as learning abilities. He is getting assistance in those problems and was making C's and D's prior to getting some educational help with his learning disability. His prognosis is good. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Joseph Isaac Juarez Jr.